When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ellie and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Well, at least the Bears aren't the Cowboys, Mr. David.
Yes, they're not the Cowboys, thank goodness.
But well, stinks.
One is bad, the other's worse. You choose which one you want to put in whatever category. But last night, ugly Monday night football game. Definitely the Cowboys have some cleaning up to do organizationally. That's going to be an offseason story that will probably dwarf and overshadow the Bears. But both teams, I think, in the midst of facing real significant organizational changes. So last night, Monday Night Football, not really worth your time.
No.
I hope that you didn't spend too much time.
Oh, no. I looked in on it. I spent a lot of time with the Bulls.
Yes.
It was fun to watch the Bulls game. Well, the Bulls were fun again. I got to tell you.
Well.
And what is the well? Is that leading up to Mr.
Zach
Justin?
Zach Levine.
There you go.
Six.
Get out of Zach's way!
Thunder dunk and six threes in the fourth.
Zach called in Zach.
You know what he did? He maxed out last night.
Zach?
Yes.
Zach Saban?
Both Zachs. Last night was a great night to be Zach.
Zach attack.
The Zach attack.
Get out of Zach's way!
Zach Zaman filling in for Chuck Swirsky. Did a terrific job. I loved listening to Zach. And then watching Zach Levine do his thing.
He did a terrific job.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun, especially in the light of yesterday.
I had a friend who sent me a text before the game. I hope I'm not speaking out of school. I won't say his name. Said he was betting Josh Giddey for a triple-double. He's like, what do you think? And I texted him back and I said, will he get the minutes? I mean, I wouldn't wager on a trip. He had like 11 points. He had 10 assists, I think, but he seven, eight. He was short of the triple-double. But it was a really put your neck out there.
Yes.
Gutsy.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Foolish.
Who shall not be named.
Yeah.
But perhaps if he wants to claim this, who did not return my text in the fourth quarter when I informed him that Max Levine is on fire.
Is that Mr. Dustino?
Yes. Mr. Dustino ignored me. I got ghosted by Dustin because Zach Levine was so good in the fourth quarter.
He could have passed out by then.
Ghosted.
I was actually watching Monday Night Football because I had a fantasy game in the balance, and my guy Joe Mixon with the trifecta led me to a victory.
Good pick, Joe Mixon.
Bad choice.
That's a good
bad choice.
Really? Why? He's doing well.
No, Joe Mixon's a terrific running back. I think any bet on him is probably a safe one. But when Zach Levine is on the verge of doing what he did.
Oh, bad choice to watch.
Yes. Bad sports choice.
Yeah.
Bad sports fan.
I did then switch over.
Good.
After you got the text, you didn't return?
After I got the text.
Yeah. But it just came off last night or yesterday. Came on the heels of the weekend, and Dustin was down on Zach Levine.
Listen, the Bulls had back-to-back games where they allowed 140 points.
They did.
I mean, they needed that win last night, and they needed to do it without allowing 140 points.
And you know what? It wasn't really the defense that did it.
No.
They shot 50% from behind the arc.
That's it.
23, knocked, I think, of 46. Of and
what did they have, 23? 23, you said.
Yeah.
Mike Jordan, number of threes.
Kobe White backed up his big talk with a big game, 25 points.
Yes.
Zach did what he did. He had 9 points going into the fourth quarter. He hit 6 of 8 threes. And Vooch was really the guy that got he got things started.
Points.
He was really something. Did you know the stat was after the game, they had seventh time in NBA history, three guys have had like 6 3-pointers and 25 points. And it's the big three.
Yeah.
The Bulls' big three.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Did you enjoy watching the Bulls?
I always enjoyed watching the Bulls, even in loss. I thought the Cleveland game, if you could get past the floor, was a fun game to watch. It just got silly at the end. And they were in that game for much of it. It's just like the last, I don't know,
you know,
4 or 5 minutes of that game, it's just all of a sudden it was like, oh, how did that get to 140? Donovan Mitchell took over that game. He knocked down a couple big shots. He scored a bucket. It was the Donovan Mitchell show, as it always is.
November NBA basketball can be a hard sell because really, you don't know, teams aren't really defined yet. They're working out things. It's November. It's such a long season. But last night was definitely worth your time.
I think February NBA basketball is harder.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I think you're in the dog days at that point. And, you know, even the good teams. Nowadays, you don't know who's playing or who isn't. I understand what you're saying, though, because you're still trying to figure out who you are and what you're going to be. But it's I've found this season so much more enjoyable watching the Bulls than I imagined it would be.
So far, so good. Same here.
Yep.
And the actual stat is not six or more three-pointers. It's five or more. So they become the seventh trio in NBA history to each score 25 points while making five or more three-pointers. That's remarkable.
You can probably come up with some trios off the top of your head who have done it, right? I mean, it's definitely something Golden State's done.
Yeah.
Because they do three-pointers.
That's the team you think of first.
Yeah.
And I imagine LeBron would have to be involved at some point with something like that.
One of his trios.
You wonder about the Pacers back in the Reggie Miller days. I'm sure Ray Allen was involved. We'll have to get that list.
Yeah.
It'd be an interesting list.
Yeah, it'd be fun to think
take
about.
Take a delve into NBA history. Speaking of sad day.
Yeah, we lost Bob Love.
Passed away, yeah, 81 years old.
That really saddened me. Bob Love was
I wondered about that.
Yeah. I remember growing up, and the Bulls weren't on television all the time, but we would either watch them or we'd listen on the radio, Jim Durham back in the day, or we would watch the Bulls on like a later broadcast. So like a few different times, and this happened quite a bit in my childhood. Someone would come in the door and say, hey, did you see DePaul won or whatever? And we'd be like, we're watching it. Like that, you know, you'd get the result because the games were on tape delay for whatever reason. Who knows? We never paid for anything when I was a kid. But there were a lot of big, you know, Bulls kind of playoff games where the stadium would be rocking and you'd be sitting around the radio. I mean, I sound like I'm 90.
No, I know
you just, we didn't have
it. It was a different era. And yeah. Bob Love meant so much to the Bulls.
Great story.
In those days, yeah. 81 years old.
Great story, Bob Love.
Oh, you know what?
He had a stutter and he had to overcome that.
I was at something where, in his latter years, he was a Bulls ambassador.
Yes.
So he would be around the community.
Yes.
This is probably 10 to 15 years ago, I was at the Tribune. I was covering something, and he was one of the speakers. And I have to say that I'm sure that he told this story time and again. And if you want to read it, Sam Smith on Bulls.com has a tremendous tribute because Sam was close, I think, with Bob Love and really respected him. Bob Love, after his playing days were over, and he was a great Bull, was in financial hardship, went bankrupt.
Leading scorer in Bulls history for a long period of time.
Yes, and yet, in spite of that, he was down on his luck in Seattle, went to work as a dishwasher, a busboy, making like $4.45 an hour.
Right.
And couldn't overcome the stutter.
Yes.
And then he found out in Seattle help for it, a therapist that helped him get past it. And then he became somebody who would talk about his story as an ambassador. He took this group, I forget where it was, but this group, it was probably a lunch crowd. They were moved by the way that he talked about what he went through. And it was impossible not to be. Ton of respect for him. Big loss for the franchise. And 81 years old. Rest in peace.
Yeah. He apparently had a long battle with cancer. So it's sad to, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants and, you know, that organization. He was one of the first superstars in that organization and a great player. And as you say, a great ambassador, a lovely man, like a very nice person, really good guy, Bob Love, in all of my dealings with him over the years. And a figure from my childhood.
Always had that reputation as being just a real great guy and terrific ambassador.